The riots in the streets. That's our topic right now. Our guest is Bill Federer. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Since this story changes virtually every day, I'm going to go ahead and timestamp this discussion. We are talking right now on Friday afternoon, June 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. I like to stress that year of our Lord because there are people around that actually, they don't even like to use the phrase AD, which most people don't even realize what that is. That's just Latin for Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. But sometimes you'll see the reference CE. What that means is common era. It's a kind of a insult to Christ, basically. It's like a way of saying, well, we don't care about Jesus Christ, and we're offended that his birth is what gives us the dating. All right, Bill Federer, enough with my little introduction and rabbit trail there. What are your thoughts about the riots in the streets?
Right, well, first of all, it was a terrible injustice that was done with George Floyd, and there have been terrible injustices against the black community in America that we cannot ignore and that we need to recognize and apologize for, even if we haven't personally been involved, but we should not take place in our country. Second, there are forces that want to capitalize on the emotions to push a political agenda. What am I talking about? All the way back to Machiavelli? Saul Alinsky.
And Saul Alinsky, okay. Machiavelli is in the 1400s. Saul Alinsky's, in Chicago, died in 1972. Big classic book, Rules for Radicals, 1971, dedicated to Lucifer. Go on.
So I know that I've shared it with the audience before, but those that may not have heard it, Machiavelli lived 500 years ago in Italy. Italy was a bunch of city-states that always fought. Machiavelli thought if one prince could control all of Italy, that it would be a good thing. And so he coins the phrase, the ends justifies the means. The end of one prince controlling all of Italy is so good, any means necessary to get there is justified. So if he wants to conquer a city, the people would hate him. But if he pays criminals to kill cows, burn barns, smash windows, set buildings on fire, the people will cry out for help. The prince will come in and kill the very criminals that he bribed to commit the terrorism. Nobody will know the better for it, and everybody will praise the prince as one bringing law and order, and he'll be the hero. So it's actually good marketing. You create the need and fill it. You go around the back of the house, set it on fire. Then you go around the front of the house and sell them a fire extinguisher.
But wait. But what about when you die and then you stand before Jesus Christ and you do these terrible things and then you die and you stand before him? And what does he say? Depart from me, you cursed. I never knew you. Get out. And then you, are punished, because
you did
these terrible things.
So it's totally at odds of the gospel. Proverbs 6 says, six things the Lord hates, yea, seven are an abomination. Well, the seventh one is he that soweth discord amongst the brethren. And that's the Machiavelli strategy, is sowing the discord to create these crises. Now, early 1800s, Germany is not Germany. It is a bunch of kingdoms, Prussia, Bavaria, Saxony. They all fought. The king of Prussia wanted to unified the German states, and so he got a philosopher named Hegel. He was at the University of Berlin, and Hegel says the state is God walking on earth. The state is our mortal God, and Hegel takes Machiavelli, turns it into an equation of a triangle. One corner is a thesis, the opposite corner is an antithesis, antithesis, and the top corner is a synthesis. It sounds complicated, but it's not. You start off with the status quo, and then you create a problem that is real bad, and everybody is happy to settle for your answer that's half as bad. And so Karl Marx was a member of the Young Hegelians at the University of Berlin. So he takes Hegel and turns it into a political action type of group where you create antithesis by organizing people that have situations of being mistreated and injustice. So you organize the proletariat against the bourgeois, which in Germany and France, it was the working class against the small business owners, the proletariat versus the bourgeois. But then they began to take this with Lenin and others globally, and they would organize the rich against the poor against the rich, class struggle situation. They would organize the blacks against the whites. They'd organize the Muslims against the Christians. They would organize the Catholics against the Protestants. They would organize the Hutus against the Tutsis in the Congo and Rwanda. They really don't care who the two sides are, and they really don't care what the issues are or the injustices. They just want a destabilizing crisis that is so bad, everybody panics in fear, and they surrender their freedoms to the government that promises to restore order. It's a very effective strategy. 45 countries have fell to communism this way. So we have the World War II ends, the British retreat and give all their former colonies independence, and it basically leaves a power vacuum. And the Soviet Union wants to fill it, like I just mentioned. And so the country of Iran was going to go as a satellite of the Soviet Union.
Okay, we're halfway. Halfway in the program. Go on.
So Iran had a leader named Mossadegh, and he nationalizes the oil industry. There was an oil company that you all, everyone in the listening audience is familiar with. It's the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company, otherwise known as BP, British Petroleum. It's the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. And so Mossadegh nationalizes this company, which means he takes it away from the British. So the British go to Eisenhower. Eisenhower has the Secretary of State, John Foster Dulles, and the CIA operative Kermit Roosevelt Jr., the grandson of Teddy Roosevelt. And so Kermit Roosevelt organizes the mob, the gangsters in Tehran. He organizes the radical imams in Tehran. He orchestrates riots and crisis and burning things and all kinds of demonstrations, and it destabilizes the country so that they are able to have a coup and shove Mossadegh out and put in the Shah. And the Shah was America's friend and very pro-West, and the Americans did this again in Egypt, got rid of King Farouk and helped put in Nasser with Project FF. And then they did the same thing in 1960 in the Congo and in Dominican Republic, Guatemala. But meanwhile, the KGB is doing the exact same thing to keep countries in their satellite orbit. So they do this in Hungary, in Poland, in Albania, and Romania, and Syria. They're going in and finding people who have crises, have injustices, have been treated wrong, and they go to them and say, you've been treated wrong. Let's organize and right this situation. And they would, it works best if the people are not Christian. Napoleon said religion is what keeps the poor from murdering the rich. So if you have poor people that are Christian and they've been treated bad, they'll just forgive. But if you get rid of Christianity, then you just got raw human passion. And you tempt them to break the ninth and tenth commandments. Covet, thou shalt not covet, and thou shalt not steal. Yeah. And so,
and even thou shalt not murder too.
Right. And yeah. So there's a proverb that says, my son, if the sinners entice thee and say, come along with us and throw in your lot and we'll ambush the innocent and we'll, take their property and we'll divide it up. And he says, don't go along with them, son, because they lay in ambush for their own lives. And so they go to these, the people that are doing the rioting, they're saying, hey, get a free TV. You can rob a store and take advantage of this. And then they organize young, naive college students that have bought into the socialism, the indivisible groups, where the professor sends out a tweet to all of the students saying, show up and participate in this riot, and get extra credit.
We have about 4 minutes left. So in other words, you're saying that there's these different incentives, and there have been reports, and I've seen photos of this, of these pallets of bricks that were loaded to different communities in advance, the night before a riot in the streets, just in the last, week or so, after the George Floyd murder.
Right. So elections are coming up, and almost every election year, you'll have some type of crisis. We're basically, in my estimation, seeing one of these CIA, KGB-type operations on our own soil. And if you think of it, we have a deep state that President Trump is beginning to expose with Bill Barr and investigations, and they're leading back to the previous president's White House. I think they're panicking. And, the Obama army that they had talked about, and I think that this is orchestrated. To think that you could have FBI and Department of Justice people that plotted to get rid of President Trump, these are people in the government. I'm confident with their ability to track phone calls. They know who's getting the tweets, who's organizing these different riots. They're coordinated all across the country, and they could stop them. But I think this is an election year tactic that is something intended to cause a crisis that will destabilize the country.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left. Bernie Sanders said, look, the rich in America have been looting America for 40 years now. And he said it after these looting incidents in the wake of the death of George Floyd.
Right. Well, Bernie Sanders has been campaigning on a very clear socialist platform. Socialism goes back to Plato, and it's a structured society of the ruling class and the ruled class. And to have this implemented, you need to get rid of the middle class. Lenin said you grind.
Get rid of the middle class. Okay. Yeah.
Lenin said you grind the middle class bourgeoisie business owners through the two millstones of taxation and inflation. But you look at the response to COVID. We have a health issue and we have a political agenda. And Rahm Emanuel, the former president.
Never let a crisis go to waste.
Right. So you and I see a crisis and we say, how can we help people get through this? They see a crisis. They say, how can we manipulate this thing to push our agenda? And so you see the response to the COVID was what? Shut down all the middle class, all the small business owners. Let's lock it up. Oh, they're not out of business yet. Well, let's extend it a couple more weeks. And what
can you speak closer to your mic, closer to the phone? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
So, So you see what
that's
I
worse.
Believe is an intentional effort to get the middle class out of business. And Frederick Engels, he and Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto. Frederick Engels said that the planners of the riots are alchemists of the revolution, spurring it into artificial crises. If enemies don't exist, you create them, because you need the antithesis to organize against. But he says every crisis must be worse than the one before and put out of business more small capitalists. Mm. This will increase the number of unemployed and bring about an economic collapse that will bring a revolution far better, bigger than anybody could imagine. To think that you could have Frederick Engels actually saying we need to put out of business small businesses. And if you think of a domino effect, crime goes up in the city.
30 seconds.
People leave the city. Who leaves? Maybe those with children, maybe those with financial means to leave. Statistically, they would be more Republican.
Right.
Who stays? Maybe those that are dependent on government handouts. Statistically, more Democrat. Republicans leave. Democrats get a monopoly on the city politics. And in election year, whoever wins the city wins the state. Whoever wins the state gets all the electoral votes for the state, and the president is elected by electoral votes. So there's literally a Democrat political agenda for crime to go up in the city. Republicans, small businesses, they get the monopoly. They can, if they want to do fraud, this is a perfect opportunity to do it, because there's just no Republican poll watchers left in the city. And they get all the electoral votes for
okay.
the whole state in an election year.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much for sharing. Bill Federer, AmericanMinute.com. Thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.